as a strawberry, as far as had the small seeds in there. And when it was really ripe, they were just absolutely delicious. A little slimy, but it just made a wonderful ice cream. But before that, she had the refrigerator, they had what they called a cooler, which was layers of trays made of not cast iron, but the and of course they didn't use aluminum then, but they were, had the tank on top and a tank on the bottom, and you would keep those filled with water, and you used a cheesecloth idea, very fine fabric, and they put the top, put the cheesecloth into the top, and then of course it draped down around the trays, and of course the same thing with the trays in the bottom were kept with water, but it would get wet by osmosis, because the water would come up from the bottom and come down from the top there. It was amazing that it really did save a lot of food, and it, because it was so much cooler. And that country down there was very dry, mm-hmm. and very warm, very hot. And so as a result, the cooling was amazing. That even butter would keep its form and whatever, even though it was fairly soft, but it was it really would keep, and then you could keep leftovers for a fair amount of time. But with the appetites that went with ranching, well, there was very little left over anyway. We always had a big pot of beans, if nothing else. And I think they were probably the best pinto beans in the world that they used to make then, and using salt pork in there as their flavor. Mm-hmm. But then the next to plants she got was a wind generator.
Yeah.
And so I had that mounted on the roof, and the wires ran down into the, they had automobile type batteries in there, which is probably about 6 or 8 of them. And, but the power from the wind charger came down to the batteries, which in turn, we had a battery run radio, direct current radio. And we used to get the, there was a couple of clandestines, they were very legal in Mexico, but they would broadcast from Mexico, and they could use 50,000, 100,000 watts. So as a result, even though we were way isolated, they got wonderful reception on these radio programs. And so it was just great to have music and everything. And then they got the, for the, they always use kerosene lamps that, so anyway, you know, the first time that they got the kerosene lamps with the mantle, and the mantle would, they would pump the tank with the kerosene in it to where it would come out, and it would keep that mantle saturated with kerosene. Mm-hmm. And it had a globe over it, just like the old-fashioned regular kerosene lamp. But it was so much brighter because the mantle would, once it would break in, then it was fine and it would glow. And it was, had a great white light, and you could read at night for a change. We didn't have to depend on the one light bulb on the from the wind charger. But so anyway, that was another nice thing that they had. And it was interesting to watch that progression of as they came up with these things that were meant to be for the ranchers and the people that were not